Any visitor to Des Moines a month before the caucuses arrives in a city crowded with campaign headquarters and satellite television trucks, listens to broadcasts crowded with political ads, an alternate reality that's now celebrated in a new musical.
Oh, good Lord, they're on each and every channel. These candidates on both the left and right. It won't be long before their campaign infomercials preempt my cops and Wheel of Fortune every night. All their lies, all their tricks, all their vanity soon will make me lose what's left of my sanity. Then they'll tax my hard-earned wealth to ensure my mental health for free.
That was Gina Gedler singing one of the songs from Caucus the Musical. The show opens at the end of the month right here at the State Historical Building in Des Moines. It's the creation of Robert John Ford, a native Iowan, and he joins us now. Thanks very much for being with us on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you for having us.
And what's the genesis of Caucus the Musical?
I first became aware of the role that Iowa plays in the presidential selection process when I was an Iowa teenager, and Rosalynn Carter made a surprise visit to our high school. And ever since then, the idea about writing a play about the caucuses has been brewing in my head. It wasn't really until about 7 years ago that I finally sat down and started writing the script. And because the politicians are engaged in so much song and dance, I knew it had to be a musical.
As I understand it, the plot focuses on one family torn apart by the caucuses.
Absolutely. What happens is a reporter chooses a local farmer and his family to observe over the course of several months and their how they choose their political their preference for the candidate of their choice. And as the months progress, each member of the family goes in a very different direction, and ultimately the family is torn apart by the candidates in the entire process.
And I assume along the way, hilarity ensues.
We hope so, absolutely. There's a lot of fun in this show.
And are you a regular caucuser yourself, and does hilarity ensue in those meetings?
I am a regular caucus goer, and I think that it's such a circus-like atmosphere, and it's a very surreal experience. If for those people that have not experienced a caucus, it can be funny, it can be overwhelming, it can be disturbing, and all those things we hope to capture on stage.
And you call it crazy, yet you must kind of love it too.
Absolutely. I think everyone in Iowa takes this responsibility very seriously. We are very well informed. We try to meet with the candidates one-on-one. We expect to meet with the candidates one-on-one, and we have the opportunity to really scrutinize them in a way that other than on the NPR debates, that debates don't necessarily accomplish.
We're talking with Robert John Ford, the creator and director of Caucus the Musical, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And why don't we hear another selection from Caucus the Musical? This is a tune called Anything for a Vote.
As sure as the swallows return to Capistrano, every 4 years the politicians return to Iowa.
Swallows? Ha! It's more like locusts devouring everything in their path.
Well, I'll tell you what. I learned a long time ago, they need us more than we need them. So you might as well take advantage of the situation. I remember back in 84, I went to open up my door, and there stood Walter Mondale in my yard. He'd been there since the break of dawn. That's when he mowed and raked my lawn and walked and fed my lazy St. Bernard. When I got past the initial shock, I looked back at the kitchen clock and saw that it was time to milk the goat. I handed him the milking pail because I was certain without fail he'd do anything for a vote.
Ah, heck, Eldon, that ain't nothing. Listen to what happened to me. It was caucus week in 88 when Mike Dukakis stopped by late and asked, "What can I do to earn your trust?" I said, "For starters, you can clean behind that soda pop machine. Get rid of all that grime and all that dust." As he was scrubbing down the floors and Windexing the cafe doors, I sat back and enjoyed a root beer float. Why tell him I'm Republican until he got the dishes done? Anything for a vote.
Anything for a vote. Bill Bradley washed my pickups.
Anything for a vote. Steve Forbes cured my hiccups.
Iowans know well that a candidate will sell his soul to earn one measly caucus vote. Well, I've got a story to beat them all.
All right, tell me about it.
It was January 92. Upon the ground the snow was new, and so I went outside to clear the walk. as I was humming a Garth Brooks song, a big stretch limo pulled along, and out popped Jesse Jackson, set to talk. He said, "Mister, put that shovel down. There are no chain gangs while I'm in town. So step inside, relax, take off your coat." He paid a white man to clear my snow. That white man's name was Ross Perot. Anything for a vote. Bruce Babbitt cleaned my chimney flues.
John Kerry polished all my shoes.
Paul Tsongas drove me to Walmart.
I got massaged by Gary Hart.
Al Gore rotated all my tires.
Bush Jr. settled several fires.
Buchanan let me pray with him.
Bill Clinton taught my kids to swim. Wasn't that just great?
Yeah. Anything for a vote.
This year there'll be more fawning.
Anything for a vote. This year they can paint my awning. Better make a list or two, 'cause those candidates will do anything for a vote.
That was Gina Gedler again, along with Greg Miller and Ben Hagen on piano. We thank them all very much for coming in today to perform some tunes from Caucus, the musical. And Robert John Ford, this is clearly an exploration of America's deepest, most heartfelt feelings.
Absolutely. And you can tell we take this very seriously. No, we're having a lot of fun with the show. And we want to point out that, yes, there's a lot of humor in the political process here in Iowa, but there is a few serious moments in the play as well that we want to make sure that we emphasize that we do take this seriously.
And when does the play open again?
We begin performances on December 27th. We run through January 13th, which was formerly the previous night before the caucuses, so we continue our original run.
Scheduling problems afflict
Absolutely.
Everybody. Well, thanks very much for being with us. Good luck with the show.
You bet. Thank you.
And again, a reminder to our listeners that tomorrow we're going to step aside as National Public Radio News, NPR News, and Iowa Public Radio bring you a Democratic presidential candidates debate. 7 of the 8 candidates will be here to answer questions from Robert Siegel, Michelle Norris, and Steve Inskeep. Tune in for that. Talk of the Nation returns on Wednesday. Today's program was produced by Susan Lund and Dahlia Martinez. Brendan Banaszak, guest director for the day with Gwen Uten in Washington. Special thanks to Chris Nelson, Patrick Murray, and Rick Jarrett for their engineering and technical support. We'd also like to thank our partners at Iowa Public Radio, Todd Munt and Joyce Russell, and the Department of Cultural Affairs here at the State Historical Building in Des Moines. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sue Goodwin is our executive producer. From Des Moines, Iowa, this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.